Chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle.
The Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. Good evening, George.
Yeah, how you doing, Charlotte? Everything going okay?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a warm streak up here in the Midwest. It's actually 66 degrees, and all the snow has melted off.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. I bet that's ideal, 66 degrees. It's about the same down here right now. Today it got into the 70s, I believe, and it was very, very warm and nice. Boy, there's a lot going on out here in this old world. Egypt, the new protest flared up again. This time it's centered around more of a labor protest. They're protesting about jobs and conditions of the working conditions and things. They're moved back into the square again in Egypt. Also, there's been 90 to 100 deaths in Libya. Bahrain had some about 30 or 40 deaths also in their protests. And it's just been the Arab world is in an uproar.
Well, I certainly hope that the freedom-loving, republic-oriented people win in the end.
Yeah. Did you hear what Fox got caught doing on the Ron Paul, the Conservative Political Action Conference last week?
No, but I'm sure
they took last year's audio clip, which had some booze in it when Ron Paul spoke and everything, and they tried to pass it off to the public as this year's conference.
Not surprised.
And they got caught, and Fox had to put forward a public apology. They said it was an honest error, you know what I mean? But, I mean, look, these people out there are cutthroat on that. You know, they just, they're doing everything they can to cut his throat and to demean him and to discredit him.
Well, that's because he's getting ready to go 2012.
Well, you know what? Yeah, we were on his campaign trail last 2008. What were your impressions, Charlotte, of being around him and helping him on that last presidential campaign?
Well, you, me, and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of supporters really went all out that year. It was exhilarating. It was exciting to meet people from – we traveled to several different states covering him. It was quite a learning experience, and I was very pleased to get to know so many interesting, freedom-loving people.
What did you think about our Philadelphia live webcast when he made that historical speech there at the Independence Mall in downtown Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? What did you think about that?
Well, that was amazing. Why don't you go ahead and retell? You retell that story better than I do. It was just amazing.
Well, I don't know. We had your daughter with us, your youngest daughter, Megan. It was a little on the cool side, but we got out there and set up our little aluminum table, and you got with it with microphone. You're all dressed up to kill. And then Ron Paul came up there, and you were underneath the media riser talking to one of our helper. Well, he headed up a whole network. Name is Wes. And Wes Perkins, and he really did a good job. What, helping you adjust the sound? Was that that was our initial problem? Remember that?
Right. Well, first was power, Georgia. But, yeah, we got it straightened out. They didn't give us the proper audio feed, but we ended up fixing it. it was too hot, the feed they gave us. And, yeah, I became an instant technician learning as I went. But I thought you were going to describe Ron Paul's speech and about the mint and how we were looking at the Constitution Center,
the historic building
right across or down the street and around the corner. Very historic. The Liberty Bell was there. So was a graveyard set up for the troops we had been losing in the Iraq and Afghanistan, the war on terror.
Right, right. It was quite historical, I tell you. We've got Ben Taylor. Welcome to our program, Ben Taylor.
Hey, George. Is Charlotte there also?
Yeah, she's with us.
Good evening,
Hello,
Ben.
Charlotte.
Ben, where are you broadcasting from today?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm still sitting in Utopia, Texas. I was supposed to go to the rodeo and last off show today.
Okay.
And the weather was too nasty, so I stayed home.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was that bad down there. Ben Taylor is the owner of Utopia Silver. And tell us a little bit about anything new that you've got going, any of your normal discounts or anything new or new product. Could you fill our listening audience in on some of the latest going-ons there at Utopia Silver?
Well, we do have a special discount of 50% off on magnesium oil, transdermal magnesium oil, and it's a product made out of magnesium sulfate. And if you've got sore muscles and sore joints, it can be very effective in healing tissues and detoxifying the cells. And for cell hydration, so if you've got cramps, and it can relieve cramps even.
So that's a topical magnesium?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, you just rub it on and massage it in. And if you've got tight neck muscles, it's one of the best things I've found.
Yeah, there's no question magnesium is the first thing you should reach for those type of ailments. I see on your website, utopiasilver.com, you've got a offer for senior citizens. You want to tell us a little bit about that discount offer?
Well, all you have to do if you're a senior citizen is to call in. If you're over 65 years old, call in and fax us some kind of an ID to prove you're not actually 25, and we'll put you in our file for a 25% off discount on our colloidal products at any time.
Wow, that's amazing. And it also goes for first-time customers as well, right, their first order?
Well, first-time customers and the senior citizen discount really is after the first-time purchase because first-time customers get 50% off if they ask for it.
Oh, that's great. What other you have bandages that are treated with special silver and so forth, and you sell quite a bit of silver, don't you?
Yes, we do. And, you know, one of the largest medical supply companies in the world, their name is Beiersdorf, and they have a product called Curad or a brand name called Curad, and they have incorporated silver threads into a bandage. And this has been on the market for, I guess, 4 or 5 years now. But it's you don't find it in too many stores. Walmart carried it for a while, but we carry it all the time now. And I think it's widely used in Europe.
Right. Well, that's good for kids. When they get skinned up and messed up a little bit on their legs and arms and stuff, it's an ideal thing to take care of young children, I would assume.
Well, it is, and it reduces the chance of bacterial infection.
Right.
One of the click-offs at utopiasilver.com is organ health and support. And, boy, you guys cover it all, adrenal, hair, brain, and neurology, eyes, vision, ears and hearing, sleep support, lungs, heart, liver, pancreas, stomach and colon, kidneys and bladder, reproductive sexual organs, skeletal skin, anti-aging support, immune support, pregnancy support, and muscle support. You guys cover it all.
That's right. We've certainly tried to, and we've got some interesting protocols, too. So take a look at the forced vaccination protocol.
Can you come back after the break and tell us a little bit about the protocol before we say goodbye?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, hold the line, and we'll bring you back in, Ben, and we'll cover those protocols. They're pretty important. But thanks for being with us, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. And welcome back to our special guest, UtopiaSilver.com. It's Ben Taylor, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
I finally got it right. You know, I'm really interested
in the... It's such a complicated name, you know.
Yeah, it's really a hard name, isn't it?
I know I called her something wrong. in the past. I just want to apologize for that. But the natural cellular immune booster protocol, very important during the
And what we have, what I mentioned a little earlier, was the forced vaccination protocol, which is very similar, but it's kind of an intense application of the immune system booster. And it's for people who anticipate having to take a vaccine for work or even, you know, for the children. So it can kind of prepare you for some of the things that might happen, some of the reactions you might get from taking a vaccine.
Right. You have about five of these protocols, don't you? So you have the anti-herpes, shingles, and cold sore protocol. You have a layman's guide to using colloidal silver. Excuse me, that's not a protocol. But it's a guide there that's very helpful. You have the natural cellular immune booster protocol, and you have the forced vaccination protocol, and then the immune system booster protocol. You can find all this at utopiasilver.com. And you're saying that which one of these is the most important again, Ben, would you say?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do. If it's for the immune system, I would look at one of those protocols. But if you're having to take a vaccination,
yes,
then the immune system protocol is very similar to the vaccine. It's just a little more intense.
Okay.
In a shorter period of time.
Okay. And you're getting, you've got really
good as a guide to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you've gotten really good feedback on these protocols. Is that correct?
Yes, we have.
Right. And also, go ahead, Sean.
Oh, I was going to say, there's so many different supplements, minerals, natural curative different recipes. Everybody has to go to utopiasilver.com and see for yourself. The inventory is just amazing, and the prices are right. I buy these type of products, and I have for about 7 or 8 years now. And I fully intend to make my next purchase with you. And I definitely want to get some of those.
I appreciate that. And, you know, if people would start taking care of themselves with some supplementation, and supplementation is not the only thing to do. You really have to change your diet. But, you know, the whole Obama health care program would really be irrelevant. You know, we could really say throw it in the trash can completely. Because if we're healthy, we really don't need some of this mainstream medicine that the Obamacare programs are going to force on us.
Right.
Absolutely. It's about proper eating, proper exercise, and also, but unfortunately, the food supply doesn't deliver all the minerals. That's why your mineral supplement, I would highly recommend. A lot of women during pregnancy, in fact, you have that listed under for pregnant women, just an excellent plant-based mineral. Because the standard diet... Go ahead.
Charlotte, the whole mineral question is really interesting because most of the soils that the fruits and vegetables are grown in today are really severely depleted. And
right.
They don't put the minerals back into the soil so that you've got all the essential mineral range. You know, they put
right.
back into the soil those that make good-looking products, but they don't actually have the minerals you need to stay healthy.
That's correct.
Right.
And so even if you eat correctly, you still need to be supplementing your diet in 2011 because our...
Yes, you do. Unless you can find a good organic garden where you have someone who is putting those minerals back in before they grow their plants.
Right. Well, Ben, we want to thank you for being with us this evening, and you've really given us, our listening audience, very good insights, and your products are excellent. I take them myself, and I've given some of your product you've given me to other people and heal them too. Okay.
Well, listen, George, I appreciate it, and I apologize because every time I say something, I hear myself right back, and it's kind of confusing.
Right, I got you. Well, we thank you for being with us, Ben, and we certainly do approve and recommend your products greatly, okay?
Okay, well, listen, you fellows are doing a good job, so hang in there and keep at it.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Good night. Well,
Charlotte.
Charlotte? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say also at utopiasilver.com, he's got diet and weight loss information. So it's a very dynamic website. There's I know about the alternative health care, and everything that should be at a good website, I see here at utopiasilver.com. And, you know, he is one of our sponsors, and I'd like people to support us. They can support Utopia Silver.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to our program. We've got an interesting program. We're going to have open lines for the rest of the program, an hour and a half or so. And that number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We're not going to limit it just to the program of 9/11 tonight, but if you want to express something that's off of the topic tonight, that's okay too. Just call in and we'll take your calls. We're trying to talk and focus in on 9/11 and the psychological problems and obstacles of trying to wade through this mystery of 9/11. And I called it 9/11 myth. Is that a delusion or not? What do you think, Charlotte?
Well, I'm happy to report that architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth are up to 1,444 verified architectural and engineering professionals with over 11,000 supporters. So there's no delusion. There's no question that 9/11 was an engineered event, a false flag, a psychological operation. And the American people are having a difficult time emotionally and mentally coming to terms with the facts, the science, with what actually transpired.
Where they started this thing was, and they started with the propaganda and hitting the American public's mind from the very start. They created a premise that this was a legitimate attack on America by a foreign terrorist organization called Al-Qaeda. And right from the beginning, they just started pumping that into people's brains. So the way it works is that if you accept that premise, then they can just unfold everything else on you, and all the information and all the news that follows that will reinforce that original premise. So what they did was establish a premise and got millions of Americans to agree with their premise. The problem is that premise is not correct. And that's how they got everybody under their control to start with.
Not everybody,
but I mean, initially there was a great majority of the American public that went for that premise to start with.
Sure.
Yeah, we're gonna take another break here. We got some music coming up, and then we'll be right back. What'd you have to say, Charlotte, before we leave?
I want to talk about some upcoming radio debates.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Yeah, you said that you've got some debates coming up, Charlotte. There was one recently on Rule of Law Radio. What do you have there?
This one I'm getting off of Architects and Engineers, AE911Truth.org. Our guy Richard Gage is preparing to debate a gentleman by the name of Mohr, M-O-H-R. It's going to happen at the it's going to be an onstage debate in Boulder, Colorado, Sunday, March 6th, University of Colorado at 5 p.m., University Memorial Center, room 235. And it'll be a two-hour riveting, you know, debate. And it's going to be live. And I'm very excited. Apparently, the concerned citizen who will be debating Richard Gage is Reverend Chris Mohr, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, M-O-H-R. He's an advocate of the, quote, natural collapse hypothesis. So anybody in the Colorado area ought to try to go out there and provide support, moral support, to Richard Gage and the crew. They're working on a, you know, shoestring budget, and any donations that you can provide. Because, Georgia, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, they've got the scientific facts. You know, you combine them with Professor Stephen Jones and others, the experts that are coming in from overseas. I mean, that's it. 9/11 Blueprint for Truth is
invaluable. Yeah, you know, up until in the last few years with Alex leading the charge, and he's really the father of the 9/11 Truth movement, you could say. But up until the last, 6 or 7 years or so, there's been a building of evidence that's been hard to ignore. But the original thrust of this was that they created this premise, and then the deception was that we lacked enough evidence and information. I'm talking about the general public as a whole. The general public did lack the first few years of this after the event. They lacked the information and evidence and so forth to form any kind of subsequent idea or conclusion about what really did happen there. And because they lacked this this information, they were deceived, and the deception manifested in a delusional view of 9/11. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, and there was also one very bizarre instinctual error working against us, in the sense that when a person feels like you have a 50-pound ball, boulder, rock, and a pebble being dropped from 110 stories, it is our misperception, our inclination to believe that the 50-pound boulder is going to hit first, the ground first. But in reality, the pebble and the boulder will hit the ground at the same time. And part of this wrong intuitive insight of uneducated people, and uneducated in physics and engineering and such, you know, it's easy to buy the natural collapse theory, because we have this erroneous sort of perception already going on inside of us. Also, Richard Gage is our AE 9/11 Truth is going to have a presence at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. The promo is calling it the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo gets a 9/11 wake up call, which that is February. Well, actually, that just happened, George. They had a presence there February 11th, 12th, and 13th, and the post conference was on the 14th. So that's great to have people that have open minds get exposed to this very important scientific information.
Well, that's good. I originated a cluster of three ideas. I didn't originate the first idea, but the first idea has been something that Socrates and other philosophers have taught since those times, and it's called Know Thyself. The problem with 9/11 is that it's being played on our emotions, and the trauma occurred at such a deep level of our psyche that it's created a lot of hate and resentment at a very deep level. And that hate and resentment is used to support that ego self. And in that state, we want to hit back, see, to get revenge against these perpetrators of this 9/11 attack on America. They attacked America, and I love America. These are some of the things that are pulsating and streaming through our minds, that we want to get these people back, and we're going to send troops over there and to Iraq and to Afghanistan, where they came from, and they perpetrated this attack. So it's one of those real natural, you know what I mean, human reactions. And the Pearl Harbor effect was the same way, was it not, Charlotte? The way we reacted after Pearl Harbor attack at the beginning of pre-World War II, see?
Yeah, it's a reaction rather than a response. And
that's
they were able to snooker the American people into a reaction instead of a response. More good news from the AE 9/11 Truth website is famed civil rights activist Dick Gregory has joined forces with AE 9/11 Truth. He was exposed to the D.C. press conference, and Dick Gregory as an illuminary on the American Civil Rights Front. He's a partner with Reverend Martin Luther Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. and other activists to promote racial equality and an end to the Vietnam War. So we have on board the man that partnered with the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In the 9/11 Truth movement now.
Well, that's great to hear, you know. The people are gradually, with more evidence, they're overcoming some of these frailties, these human nature frailties, see. It took a little evidence to get people moving in the direction of trying to discover the truth. But, you know, this cognitive dissonance idea, people don't want to move to a dissonance type of existence, do they? They want to maintain this real nice and calm, collected way. Isn't that the way we all are, Charlotte?
Well, the this is a deep question, you know, and the way we all are is you know.
Well, I mean, most people want to remain in a peaceful, calm, you know what I mean, way. They resist conflict. Most of us, I would think, overall, we tend to want to stay in a state of peace and restfulness and not conflict and you know what I mean, war and so forth. And these are some of the things that are streaming through us all the time that we will resist information that is upsetting to us. We would rather seek out information that's pleasurable to us. And this is on the pleasure entertainment side of the coin that we're up against all the time. Instead of going out and seeking information about maybe 9/11 being what it was, a false flag or an attack that was promulgated by other people than these foreign terrorists, we would rather watch baseball or basketball and seek out some very pleasurable thing that makes us feel good, see.
Our attention is diverted. You know, George, we would be remiss to not mention the attack on Ray McGovern.
Yes, that's right. Ray McGovern was covering a Hillary Clinton speech, and he turned his back to her during this speech, and before you knew it, she sent the guards in there, the police in there, and had him arrested and taken out, and he experienced a beating at their hands.
He's 71 years old, a 27-year veteran of the CIA. And
he was the main briefer for several presidents. He was the briefer of four or five different presidents. So he had the top clearance, one of the top clearances in the CIA, to be allowed to brief these presidents because he had to have an all-around knowledge of all the different covert and everything else that was going on.
Well, we hope that for his quick and speedy recovery from his...
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. And, George, we do have a caller on the line. I believe it's Dennis from Michigan. But before we take Dennis, I wanted to talk a little bit about some information. A former Princeton International Law professor by the name of Dr. Falk, F-A-L-K, he brought up the point that he was addressing the Arizona shootings. And he brought up 9/11, and this is what he said. To illustrate the point, he referred to gaps and contradictions in the official account of the 9/11 attacks, which have been documented in the scholarly works of Dr. David Ray Griffin, a professor emeritus of philosophy and religion and theology. Quote, what seems most disturbing about the 9/11 controversy is the widespread aversion by government and media to the evidence that suggests, at the very least, the need for an independent investigation that proceeds with no holds barred, wrote Frank. They're calling for his head now. The United Nations, Susan Rice, she's an ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, has called for Falk's removal. So has Ban Ki-moon, chief of staff, secretary general, condemned these remarks made by Dr. Falk. Now, Dr. Falk is holding an unpaid position at the UN, and they're trying to remove him because he alluded to the fact that 9/11 needs a new investigation. So if people go to 911truth.org, we need to get back behind this former Princeton law professor that's been condemned by the UN Secretary General and the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. And we need to write letters and as citizens saying, hey, no, this is free speech, and do not remove this man from his post.
Right, right. That's good, Charlotte. Okay, Dennis from Michigan, what are your comments or questions tonight? Welcome to our program.
Mr. Falk there that you just talked about has to be awarded the salt of the earth commendation there, perhaps, for whistleblowing what's really happening, but... You know, we'll see what that is. But my call is about Mr. Richard Gage, who's very famously associated with Architects and Engineers for 911truth.org. He had a debate on Rule of Law Radio that you guys mentioned earlier And it was on Thursday, and people can download it. Your listeners can go to their website and download it, Rule of Law Radio, and the archives are up. And it was a very, very, very interesting debate for 2 hours on Thursday, the 17th of February, 2011.
Yeah, I think that's what originated a thought to extend it into the further debate. I think that's what germinated the idea to extend it into to this up-and-coming debate now, I believe, because of this initial reaction to that debate on rule of law, I believe.
Perhaps.
Well, that's what happened, from my understanding, which is stuff that's just generating, you know, synergistically coming together and generating even more, you know. What
well,
do you think, Ben?
Earlier, before I called, I read through your synopsis on your website, and unusually, you posted a long series of, you know, various things that have to do with just looking at what is real and the truth.
Yes, yes. What did you think about that? What are your thoughts about the psychology of 9/11 or the problems, obstacles of trying to achieve a balanced view, an objective view of 9/11? What are your thoughts?
Well, to put it very briefly, you guys are on the right side of history, as Charlie Sheen put it. You know, you got to be on the right side or the wrong side of history, and that's just what it is. You know, it, despite whether you want to get into religious debates or whatever, you know.
Well, what we're trying to do tonight in getting up all those different biases and so forth and all those like cognitive dissonance is trying to bring up to a higher public level of exposure and trying to expose the public to the little traps and obstacles and all those human nature frailties that keep them from being able to seek the truth and to strike out and grab the truth when they see it.
Keep us.
Exactly.
And no one is talking about that. We'll all talk about an ostrich, you know, your head in the sand like an ostrich, and that's one of the things further down there in the list. But there's a whole slew of different mechanisms that we use we're not even aware of that keeps us from ascertaining truth.
Yes. If I have a minute here, about 2 years ago, what tilted me over to this whole 9/11 scam was and I'm very happy to go public with this, is that the pyroclastic aspect of what happened there, it looked like Mount St. Helens. That could not happen without a core being blown out with whatever.
Right.
Right. So, you know, that pyroclast, you know, that's right. There were so many different things that the public is ignoring. But what I said at the beginning was if you establish a premise that this was an attack from an outside terrorist group, see, and then you what you do is you rely on confirmation bias, the tendency to search for or interpret information in a way that confirms one's preconception, see. But what they did here is they predisposed the public by the millions into thinking a certain thing and a certain premise and accepting that premise, and it was they predisposed them to continue to feed on this outside terrorist attack. See, idea.
Noam Chomsky documents that very, very well in some of his classic works.
Yes, yes. But we all become predisposed in certain ways from infancy, by our family. See what I mean?
Yep.
So it's not an uncommon human trait, but we have to try to wake up and look back at ourselves and say, man, I was predisposed in a certain way, and I was a fool for thinking that way. You've got to question everything, you know? Skepticism is healthy, you know?
Yep. If two people agree, one of them is unnecessary.
Right. Hey, Dennis, thank you for calling
thank
in.
You,
we've
guys.
Got another man on the line holding. But thank you very much for your contribution, Dennis. We appreciate your help on getting to the truth here, okay? Okay,
thanks,
we've got another caller. What's the next caller, Charlotte?
I'm sorry, George. I'm not aware of any.
Okay, Rob from Minnesota. Well, what's your comments or questions tonight?
Yes, hello, Charlotte and George.
Good evening.
Yeah, I think the American people in general want to believe still that we're a force for good in the world. And, I know during the last election cycle, we had a former serviceman, you know, who was coming out and talking, and, you know, I asked him about what he thought about the whole 9/11, and he said, I have to believe that we're a force for good in the world. And we're kind of reinforced by this, too, and it kind of, you know, it reinforces the good Big Brother when we see things in a newspaper about, you know, a couple of American citizens in such and such foreign country have been, you know, kidnapped or detained, and the State Department is deciding what they're going to do about it. Because we all know that, you know, Uncle Sam won't let us down. If we're trapped in some foreign country, he's going to come and get us. You know, we have what we, I have to, you know, I just discovered this term a couple of months ago, but the normalcy bias. You know, we want to believe the things that we're comfortable with. And
yes,
so,
yes.
And so, you know, looking at 9/11, that's outside of our comfort zone because, you know, that's, you covered it earlier, George, about, you know, when it happened, I remember my thinking was, you know, we ought to just go and, you know, get rid of them guys, you know.
Right, right.
The reaction rather than the response.
Right.
Right.
Can I hold over through the break?
Yeah, sure. We'll hold you over. Rob, we thoroughly appreciate your contribution. We'll hold over and bring you back at the beginning of the second hour.
Thank you.
I'd like to also recommend during the break, our listeners go find the Bob Dylan song, God on Our Side. Bob Dylan, God on Our Side. Listen to it over the break.
Okay.
It'll speak to what we're talking about.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that contribution. We'll bring you back, Rob. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.